Daar gaan we weer, ja.
By Bhakti, one can understand.
Then they say that understanding means to come to understand that Krishna is just the Brahman.
Huh?
That understanding means that Krishna is Brahman only. Krishna is a representative of Brahma.
No. Brahma is on the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahmana aham pratishtha. Why you go deviate from the statement of Bhagavad Gita? Anyone who deviates from the statement of Bhagavad Gita, you take him as Mura, rascal. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We don't accept anything else. And we are supported by all the acharyas. Practical result.
They try to categorize these modern Hindu deviators like Vivekananda and Ramakrishna.
They tried
to put them as acharyas also.
They're not acharyas.
Last night, his boy sits down and immediately he says, "Well, I am a Hindu." I said, "What is this Hindu business? We are not interested in Hindu." Then he said, "Well, you do not know." I said, "How you can say we do not know?" He says, "Well, I was born a Hindu." I said, "So how you know where I was born? What does that matter, where we were born? That is not, a learned person doesn't speak birth." Representing himself as very advanced or something. You become Brahma, but we think that is hell. That is no better than hell for us. And that is the liberation that the demons get. So we are satisfied to chant Krishna's name, and we never want to become one. We'll rather go to hell, because in hell we can chant Hare Krishna, but in the Brahman we cannot chant.
Staunch adherent.
Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada, that when the devotee, he sees a banyan, fruit of a banyan tree, and there are so many seeds within that fruit, and each seed can mean one tree, and one tree means millions of fruits, and in this way the devotee can appreciate Krishna. But the jnanis, they go on speculating and they can never relish anything, or the devotee can simply relish how Krishna has done everything in the material nature.
You can go here? No.
Yes. A little distance there. Devotee is only unhappy to see others unhappy. Does this ever cease? Is the devotee always unhappy because of this?
Mm-hmm.
Is the devotee always in some anxiety to see others unhappy?
Yeah.
I have to deliver that. This is Krishna anxiety. This kind of anxiety is welcome.
Yes. Is that also in the spiritual world like this?
Yeah. Spiritual world, there is everything, but only central point is Krishna. Your anxiety is where I shall get money, where I shall get woman. And there is anxiety, how shall I get Krishna? The anxiety is there. There is a difference.
But do they have anxiety?
Here all people are anxious how to get money and how to get woman. That's all. And there the anxiety is how to get Krishna. The anxiety is there, but quality is different.
We are in anxiety but we cannot perform devotional service nicely, that is all right.
If we that is devotional side. Krishna anxiety itself is the first class devotional side. If one becomes anxious like that, then he is perfect. Na janma koti bhi sukriti bhi labhate. After many, many millions of life of past activities, one can get such anxiety. This is not so easy to become anxious for Krishna. Don't think it is like ordinary anxiety. Koti sukriti bhi. If one becomes full of anxiety for Krishna, that is the highest stage of perfection.
The anxiety that I am always falling down. We are in the neophyte stage and we are often falling
you
down.
Don't imitate. You follow the rules and regulations. Don't try artificially to be anxious. When you are purified, then you will get that. Not artificial. No. Then you are sahajiya.
I don't mean to hanker for the anxiety, but to...
That will come to the perfectional stage. Don't try to be perfect artificial. Perfect stage, we have to follow strictly the regulatory principle, the injunction of the spiritual master, shastra, then you come to that stage. Don't artificially imitate.
What if one keeps falling down from following the regulative principles?
Yeah?
What if one keeps falling down from following the regulative principles?
He's falling down? If he's falling down from regulative principles, that means he's falling down to the material world. Falling down means falling down.
From the regulative principles and feels anxiety, then that anxiety is material anxiety.
Yeah.
That is not spiritual. So anxiety for oneself is Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety for oneself is
that
Maya?
That is material.
And anxiety for Krishna?
That is spiritual. The anxiety for Krishna, it can be purchased immediately. Purchase it. Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti raso bhavita mati kriyatam. Just purchase Krishna anxiety if it is available somewhere. So the next question will be, what is the price? Tatta laulam ekamullam. That anxiety can be purchased by anxiety. So I do it. No, na janma koti sukriti hila. That anxiety is not available even by millions of past pious activities. So this anxiety is not so easy.
So if we're performing the deity worship and we get in anxiety,
that is
nice.
That is
so
if you become anxious, how to worship deity, how to dress Krishna nicely, how to if you remain, that will develop your anxiety. Therefore deity also is essential. Exactly in time to get out to offer Mangalarati, to dress. This anxiety is the beginning of Krishna anxiety. Then when you become perfect, you will always be anxious for Krishna. That is perfection. Therefore, by the injunction of the Shastra regulative, it is a way of creating that anxiety. So we must follow. Then we will come to the real anxiety.
So, not artificially.
So therefore it is good that we have so much deity worship to do, that we're very, very busy and do not have enough time. We practically do not have enough time, but that is very good.
Enough time?
To worship the deity. We have so much
enough
to do.
Time we want to go to the cinema. Then your time has to be occupied by Krishna anxiety, that's all. And as soon as you go to other anxiety, then it is maya.
We have 4 hours to address the deity. We can use the whole 4 hours, but we sometimes only have an hour and a half, so we have to rush. So that is anxiety.
Oh. That anxiety does not mean the laziness. That I am anxiety for 4 hours. Deity cannot be opened now. I am in anxiety. That is negligence. That is negligence. That is not anxiety.
When we are distributing books to the Prabhupada and we are not doing so good and we are in anxiety, that is also spiritual?
But selling books, anxiety is Krishna anxiety. If you become very anxious how to sell more books, that is Krishna anxiety. That is not trade anxiety. That is Krishna anxiety.
So some people say that when I go on Sankirtan to sell books, I become in too much anxiety if I'm not doing well, so I'd rather not do it.
No, that is in Krishna anxiety. No. He does not know. Let him know that that is Krishna anxiety. Yashoda, mother Yashoda became mother of Krishna, so that she would always remain in anxiety for Krishna. Whether Krishna is safe, that is mother's anxiety. Therefore she became mother. How to become in Krishna anxiety? This philosophy nobody knows. Everyone takes Krishna as the father. Father means I'm anxiety-less. Father, you supply my wants. And to become father of Krishna means to purchase anxiety for Krishna. This philosophy, they do not know.
They say, like that man the other night, he said, see, you are becoming
Krishna
angry.
To father means, my father is there, I have no anxiety. And if you accept Krishna as your son, then you are full of Krishna anxiety. This is the philosophy. This Mayavadis, they cannot understand. They think that Krishna is born of this father and mother, how is God? But they do not know the philosophy.
They talk of Shanti.
Mother, Yashoda is always anxious. Krishna is crawling, whether he is falling down some water or some monkey has come hurting him. Or it's always, or he's touching some fire. All is angry. And besides that, the demons are coming. So, this is perfection. Always remain in anxiety for Krishna.
They just think, in a social thing, a function.
Mayavadi rascal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has condemned them. Mayavadi bhashya sunile hai sadhana. If you hear Mayavadi asusana, then your bhakti life is finished. Don't touch them. Condemned. They are little more than the Kandis. And this place, they are dragged through this. What is called? Short grass?
Yeah. Yes.
consciousness
through this.
That is anxiety, Srila Prabhupada. That is anxiety when one goes to Yamaraj and has to face.
That is the result of material anxiety. Anxiety less, no anxiety. That is nonsense.
They say Krishna says, Nasoshati na Kankshati. Nasoshati na Kankshati.
That is material, Sochati, Kankhati. But in the spiritual world, the same Sochati, Kankhati is there, but for Krishna. First of all, you have to negate the material Sochati, Kankhati. Then spiritual, madhakti lavate para. Beginning is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasojati, Dakankati, Samasar, Vishu Bhute, Su. Then spiritual anxiety begins. When this is neutralized, then actual life begins. That is what. Otherwise, what is it? Madhakti. In bhakti, there is anxiety. That is spiritual anxiety.
In other words, what is the meaning of bhakti?
Yeah.
Becomes active.
Zero. They are sunnavadi. Zero. And if you say bhakti, the same thing. But we are not sunnavadi. Positive. Not zero. See, anxiety, you cannot become anxiety less. That is artificial. If you artificially become anxiety-less, then artificially you can remain anxiety-less for some time. Isn't it, Paul? Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Falls down. But the anxiety should be purified. That is all. Not anxiety-less. You are living being. You cannot be anxiety. That is, then it means you are dead. A living being has no anxiety, that means he is dead. That is not the ideal. The anxiety should be purified from material contamination and it should be only for Krishna. And then it is perfect. Here anxiety with some designation. I am the father of this family, this is my anxiety. How to maintain that? I am the leader of this nation, that is my anxiety. So all these anxieties are material. Upadhi. I am neither father nor leader. I am servant of Krishna. I have created artificial anxieties. So therefore I have to become free from this artificial anxiety. And Nitya Krishna Das, and when he is pure servant of Krishna, he is always anxious how to serve Krishna. This is it. Anxiety is there, so now it is purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tat paratyena nirmalam. Completely fresh. Then, with that sense, Rishi Kino, Rishi Kesa, Sivanam Bhakti. This is Mad Bhakti.
They can't stop in the Soshati and the Kangshati, they have to go further.
Yeah.
Put them.
And this is negation. It's like one man is diseased, he's also eating, he's also sleeping. But that is not healthy, he's eating, sleeping. He has to get relief from this eating, lying down on the bed and eating by some instrument. This nonsense eating, sleeping should be stopped. And when he is healthy, he eats also, sleeps also. That is different. That is different eating. But they do not. He is suffering from disease. He thinks, again eating, make it zero. Make it zero. This is my one. He has no taste what is the other eating. Yes. He wants to make it zero. Because here the eating is so botheration. Let me commit suicide. Make it zero. So that is Buddha philosophy.
Sour grapes.
So that is good for the less intelligent class of man. Because they cannot understand what is bhakti. The Buddha there says, first of all, make this jiva raskin. Then your real life begins. But what is the real life, he did not say, because the rascals will not understand. Simply advise him, make this jiva, sunnavar. Then when time will come, he will understand what is positive.
Srila Prabhupada, that this process is susukam, very, very joyful. So how can we explain to the karmis that this is anxiety?
You are not feeling joyful. To chant, dance and eat prasadam is not joyful. Is it not?
Yes.
Then what do you want more? And simply by chanting, dancing and eating prasadam, you are making progress. Therefore it is susukam. You haven't got to place your nose and make your head down and start for 300 years. Nothing like that. Go to the forest, go to the Himalayas. No. At your place, you chant, dance and take prasad. That's all.
For any other argument that we present, they...
There is no argument. You remain yourself. Let us remain peaceful. We are following our Mahajan. Mahajana Jena Gata Sapatya. We have got so many exalted Mahajan. Best day. Sukadeva Goswami, Narada, Vasita, Devala, Arjuna. And this, in the recent years, in the 2000 years, all the acharyas. So we ask you, don't require your advice. If you are satisfied with whatever you understood, you remain. Most exalted of them is Krishna, so you have no doubt. You cannot make us doubtful, that is not possible.
But I think they are doubtful though.
Yes. Otherwise, why they come? They doubt. Without any doubt and in fullness, as you understand, as you see. We have no samsaya and we have no imperfect understanding. Asamsang, samagram. Asamsang is without any doubt. And samagram is in full. You know simply Brahma. That is, that full knowledge. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhavani, Shakta. That's all right. You have come to the light. That's why you have come to the sun, sign, light. But does that mean that we have gone to the sun glow, or you have seen the sun god? That will take many millions of years to become so perfect. But you have come to the light that masquerading to you. That is ordinary, everyone sees the sunlight. That does not require much endeavor. But if you want to go to the sun glow and enter there to see the sun god, and that requires special qualification. Say you are ordinary man, you have come to the light from darkness, that much can it be.
Mainly angry about was how they can come to your divine grace and be so puffed up and be insulting.
And there's nothing insulting.
Like you said, he's just a tiny student. He is such a tiny student, and he comes to your divine grace in all respects. He should at least be a little bit submissive.
We call them Daskal. What is more insulting? We call them rascal. A tiny student, a student he is. Learning. You are us? Not learning at all.
He didn't call us a rascal.
Pura. Abhijan. Connecting Krishna. You are us? We don't say Krishna says. Because we are not taking Krishna seriously. Mura. And when he wants to know what is Mura, rest it.
In this lifetime.
There is no question of becoming perfect. Try to become perfect, that is perfect. Don't be become ready. Remain all a student. And try to become perfect, that is what. Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Kari Sasa. We have to remain.
That was what Rahugana, Jadvarat. How have you attained such a perfectional state?
Rahugana, itas tapasala jati, natin jayana, gyanin bhavana.
That is our wonder, how your divine grace has attained such a perfectional state.
Was that only by the
dust of the
lotus feet appeared to me.